listening to Sports in the Row on 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to Sports in the Round. Schultze, Biss, and Kel. With us on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline is Paul Colantino, the head coach for the Robert Morris University women's hockey team. Coach, welcome to a new season of hockey.
Thank you. It's always exciting, this time of year because you've got a whole season ahead of you. You got a lot of promise from the summer, a lot of hunger, and everybody's just full of energy. So, yeah, it's exciting to get the season going.
Coach, obviously you open up here with a non-conference series against Bemidji State, but what's the competition look like in the CHA for your team?
Well, obviously we want to, the goal at the end of the day for I think every team and every league is, to win their regular season, hit playoffs, and then win a playoff championship as well. So our league's been, it's been a very tough defensive league the past, four or five years or so. So, again, our games in league play, the rivalries, it just seems like get amped up every year where it takes, it moves up one more notch in terms of the intensity. So our games are always close. Our teams, I think, don't have a lot of love for each other. So when we do play, they're very competitive. They're usually feisty. And again, like I said, they're well matched defensively. So we look to obviously do great things this year. I know everybody's excited to get the regular season going in terms of league play. But like you said, this is our first games coming up here in a few days with Bemidji, and we're more focused on that right now.
Well, you return most of your top players from a year ago, plus a handful of newcomers. What do you expect to see out of your team?
Well, we obviously lost probably, I guess, what most would consider a medium-sized senior class. So we lose that class. We bring in, some great freshmen to fill those spots. And, they're at the brink of starting their new college career. So obviously it's exciting for them, the transition. But, yeah, we bring back, some good veteran players that, through some injuries last year, really got thrown into the fire for a majority of the season as younger players. So we feel as though we bring back some older players, some upperclassmen with a lot of game time, real situational experience where they've been in those tight games, they've been in the overtime games, the one-goal game. So we're excited that they can kind of bring that with them and transition it into a new year where they're a year older.
Well, junior Mackenzie Johnston was your top point producer a year ago. Coach, what kind of player is she?
She's a very nice all-around player in the sense that she works extremely hard at both ends of the ice. She's a very, I don't know the best word to describe her, but kind of sneaky offensively in that she's got a real nice stride that she's moving at a good clip, and sometimes you just can't tell. So I think she catches teams off guard at times, but she's got a great sense for finding her line mates, and she's also got a real good sense for finding the back of the net in tight situations. So we're excited. Again, she's one of those players that, as a younger player, as a sophomore, just got thrown a ton of ice and had a ton of experience through some other injuries, and now she's got that year under her belt and a new year to grow.
Coach, it was a big offseason for a few of your former players who made the jump to the pros through the Canadian Women's Hockey League and the inaugural National Women's Hockey League. What does it mean to see your players like that make that leap?
It's great. It's the leagues are obviously in their infancy in some aspects where you finally have, a lot more college players looking to play post-college. For us, obviously, it's great just to see, our not to say our alumni, but our graduates playing and keeping on playing. Like Bree McLaughlin is just a great example of somebody who's been so committed to the game. She continues to work hard. She continues to compete at, the national level as well as now this new league, at a pro level. So for us, we're super happy. We're very excited that they can continue on their playing careers. And obviously just knowing that they came from our program just makes us really proud.
Well, how much more motivation does that give your current players to know that there's an opportunity to play on after college?
I think it's huge. It's just it's another great opportunity that not so long ago wasn't available. And just going through college, I think the mindset for many student athletes across the country has been, well, this is it for me. I want to make the most of this 4 years, because after this, I can't play hockey anywhere else. And now I think for the young women to have this opportunity post-college, I think it's just a wonderful thing, in the sense that they now have a choice. If you want to continue to play hockey, there is a place for you. And I think that is just huge. It just shows the growth of the sport. And it's, I think, overall for the game, it's just a fantastic thing for both the athlete and the game.
Well, going back to this weekend, what do you expect to see out of the Beavers?
Talk about not losing much. They didn't lose a whole lot in terms of personnel last year, and they didn't lose a whole lot of games last year. So, again, we're going to put everything on the line. I know our team's fired up and ready to get the season started, and I can't imagine Bemidji would be any different. So moving into the weekend, I think it's going to be a very exciting first look for both teams, you know, to maybe see where they are and how they match up. But again, first weekends, anything can happen. There's a lot of craziness sometimes, you know. There's emotions, there's excitement, there's preparation. Everybody, I think, is just chomping at the bit. So to put it in short, I think it's going to be a very hungry weekend for both teams. I think they're going to be fired up, and you should see some great hockey.
Paul, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you this weekend here in Bemidji.
Thank you very much, Kelly.